y'all. How you doing? Nice to see you. Thank you. We can just get some water to the stage. How about a hand for the drummer, Travis Foster? We got a song called Saturday Night. We do indeed. It's true. It's on a new record called Strange Days. That's these first few songs we're playing. And this is only the second Saturday since we released it. We've been able to play the song on the proper day. So the type A side of us, which is I'm not, is quite happy. So once I achieve that shift in my paradigm in my mind that I'm working on, I'm deciding the next half of my life I'm gonna be organized. Saturday night. This one's called I Will Carry On. Man, I had this, I was coming down today, and a friend of mine just had a kid, and he had sent something. We've been touring like this is a crazy tour, and I'm not complaining, just don't jump on me. Just a lot of shows, a lot of drives. We love coming out west, but all the drives are so long, so it's like 8 hours, and then bam, and then you sit for a few hours and 8 hours. So this friend of mine has his kid, and his kid's been born. I've been gone since he was born. And he wanted to do this thing where all of the people, you know, that were older than the little baby that was just born, which is most of us, would write some thoughts down for the kid. So I sat down there, and I'm like, shit, I kept forgetting to do it because we were so busy. And then he's like, you know, it's today, Ian. So I'm like, oh, man. So I'm sitting in the back of the van on my iPhone trying to write this letter. And it's like an 8-page letter on an iPhone. I'm just like, And it was such a beautiful thing to do, that the honor of being able to write something to a kid that's just coming into his consciousness.
But our names are this tall.
Right? And you're just seeing, you have no idea who they're going to become, right? And you just hope, you know, that everything's right in front of them. And so I was feeling really philosophical today and just thinking about the way, I was trying to explain to him the way men are to somebody who was just born. What I said is always lead with your heart, because even if you get burned, you're surrounded by love. Right? Yeah, right? That's all you got, man. All your riches won't buy you shit when you ain't loved. Man's judged by the people at his funeral. And yeah, this one's called I Will Carry On. Jared over here on the bass guitar, y'all. Maybe the first hit I ever had, I got to tour all over the world behind this song, and I had no idea it was just a song written to a girlfriend that had hurt my feelings at the time. No idea, nor did she.
Yeah. just crossed through your eyes.
This is a song that, off of Modern Day Folklore, the same record. Such a cool time, man. Taking chances in your career is not the best career move, but it's the best move for a fun life. I made this record with Daniel Lenoir. It's my second record. And we were either way, way behind our time, like 20 years or 10 years ahead of our time, or somewhere in between.
95.
But I love this record. It was a great, great learning experience. I learned so much about music in that couple of months of recording. And I think this is maybe my favorite song in my life that I've ever been part of. So it's called Today.
Oh,
Chris Gebhardt over here on the guitar and keyboards. So we're going to do one song. This one isn't out yet. I have one more record that hasn't come out that I'm going to get out. And I'll get to start making some more music again. I've got a lot of stuff. This one is called You Gotta Know My Name. I've done a lot of touring in the last 2 years. I've doubled down, probably touring on the level that I was when I was in my early 20s. I know a lot more about the country right now. In case you guys want to know how to market bands, it's not the way most of y'all think it is. You got to get out there and do it. That's the way it works now. All the fucking trendy playlist shit doesn't really work anymore. But you do have to make a name for yourself. It's like 1958. You got to go out and play in front of people with a band. Well, not a band. I mean, a band, the definition of a band could be a different thing, but you got to go do it. So that's kind of what this one's about. It's also making fun of Pitchfork because that fucking magazine drives me crazy. Pitchfork kids to wear short pants with the money blush of the new romance. Designer drugs made him whole. I think that's funny. Thank you. You killed it, Travis. He's not messing around, that Travis Foster back there on the drums. This one's from Luminari. It's a song called New Day. And just a minute, sick, y'all. I got nothing left to take off.
Take it off.
That's not true, Ian.
I guess that's true. It's not that kind of show. Tonight. San Francisco was, but I mean that was the North Coast. We've been in snow. It's a trip to be this hot. We were up in a blizzard just a couple of days ago. It's kind of mind blowing that it's summer now. One, two, three. But big old love it is a mountain stream. What's rough and rocky turns the valley green. And just to love you, baby, is not.
Yeah. If I fell at your feet, would you ever notice me? Just pass me by. If I were hurting the deep of the night, would you come and make a wow, everything right? Baby, would I have to?
I was walking around today. I went down to the pharmacy. I went through Skid Row, went through the garment district, and I think I got pretty close to where we filmed this video when I was, well, it's kind of a chill night, right? I mean, we're not under a super tight schedule, so I can do a little bit of story time, right? I think I told y'all this last time, but not all of y'all were here, so for those of you that weren't, I'll tell it to you again. I was hanging out at my house, this is a long time before cell phones, and I get a call, it's about 9 in the morning, Texas time. I get a call on my telephone, I'm asleep, because I've been up late, working. And guy on the other line says, "Hey man, what's up?" And I'm, you know, kind of groggy, I'm like, "Oh, nothing man, who is this?" He goes, "Yo, it's Cube, dog." I'm like, "Cube who?" He goes, "Ice Cube, dog." Like literally, "Ice Cube, dog." And I'm like, I'm completely asleep. And so I'm trying to kind of get my head together, figure out who's calling me, because I know a lot of people that would call me can do a good Ice Cube imitation. So I'm trying to kind of get my, I don't want to go for it. I'm trying to stay cool. So I'm hanging in there, but at the same time, just in case, because you never know, right? The world's a weird place. I mean, Ice Cube could call me. It could happen. It did. It did. And while I was like waking up, it was actually Ice Cube. And I had a song on my first record called Harlem. And I wrote it about being a white dude that liked mostly black music and dealing. And this one time I was actually up in Harlem, I was visiting my girlfriend at the time, and I got in this pretty funky scene, and I remember trying to talk to these guys in Harlem that were fucking with me and explain why they shouldn't mess with me. It's funny, I wrote a song about it, and Ice Cube freaked out because he's like, "I've never heard a white guy write a song about racism from the other side." And I was like, "Well, shit, dude, cool, all right." And so he said, "I want to make a video for your song." And I said, "Fuck yeah, you're Ice Cube. That's badass." And the way I look at stuff, for those of you that don't know me, I mean, it's all just a big game, really, right? It's all a big game. I mean, the real stuff is real. Playing with your band, hanging out with the people that you love, trying to turn people on to cool shit, eating good food, you know, stuff like that. That's the real stuff. The rest of it's just a big, like, glass speed game, right? So my attitude when I heard it wasn't like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna be famous." I mean, it did cross my mind that maybe something would happen. But it was more like, "Man, I get to hang out with Ice Cube. That's gonna be badass." So he says, "I wanna make a video for your song." And I'm like, "Cool." And so we start talking about it, and he says, "Well, I can't go to New York because there's this big East Coast, West Coast thing." I'm like, "Yeah, I know about that." He goes, "So we're going to have to do the song in Los Angeles." And I said, "But Cube," because at this point, like, we're tight. I said, "The problem is that Harlem is a vertical area with big skyscrapers everywhere." And he since you guys are here in Hollywood, I mean, not Hollywood right here, but close enough, you guys can really appreciate this. He goes, "Oh, no, we'll fix it in post." And so, anyhow, we all come out, and it's right after the riots that we come out here. So we're filming down in South Central, just a little bit south of here, driving around thankfully with Ice Cube and all this. Like, literally, like, he's kind of clearing every little area that we go to. So I know it's a bunch of white dudes, but they're cool, they're with me. And it was a trippy thing. So we made the video for the song. I think it got shown on MTV Latin America for a while. And I heard I was really big in Russia, but I didn't make it over during that time. Unfortunately. But the song is still a cool tune. And it's called "Riding Through Harlem in My Bulletproof Car." Songs for tonight. Do a Freddie King tune right now, but really the thing to say about this, well, Freddie King's enough to say about it, but the thing to say about it is that Freddie King with Leon Russell and his band Shelter Sessions, one of the great rhythm sections of all time. This is from a record called Texas Cannonball, and it's called Me and My Guitar. Thank you. I've got you. Look at how threadbare my bandana is. Look at this poor broken guitar that I'm playing. I need a new shiny guitar. Sonny, I'm going to be over with Megan after that. Thank you, Megan, for helping out with merchandise. The lovely Megan Breen back there. And I'm going to do this one for my mom. That's why I play music. This is the song I wrote my first record called Pink or Blue Sky. And we're going to end with a song called Closer. And we'll see y'all next time. Right on. Thank you.
could be July. Well, this Texas heat will start to think by and by. It ain't close to we
lovely sound tonight. Again, Eric, thank you. Good night, y'all.